providing Coleman with a unique blend of music. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.
Welcome to the Rookie Hour with Josh and Melissa. You're listening to Coleman's Independent Radio, Live 95.5. Hey, Josh and Melissa.
Thanks, Jay. I appreciate that wonderful intro.
Hello.
You get what you ask for, eh?
Yeah, I can stand all the help I can get. I am Just Josh, and this is Just Joshing Around. It's a new idea that we're bringing to Live 95, and we're going to cover some topics on pop culture and what's going on today.
Like Star Wars, apparently.
Yeah, we're going to go pretty heavy on Star Wars today, Jay. I'm not going to dinner.
See y'all later.
That's fine. That's fine. We may start playing country music if you disappear on us.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Word. Loud words.
Loud words. Anyways, happy pre-Valentine's Day to anyone out there. And those who watch Park and Rec, happy Galentine's Day. Undoubtedly, today is a day to celebrate your lady friends. I know nothing about that.
Are y'all inviting comments? Should we give out the phone number?
Yes, that would be a great thing to do. We've got this phone number Jay has given to me. It's 256-737-867-5309.
Okay.
Not quite that one. Where was I? 256-737-9505. You can call in. You can talk to me and Melissa, and we might even let you talk to Jay if he behaves in the booth back there.
Probably not.
Yeah, I'm sure. Melissa started to say something mean, but she's feeling nice. I hear that you've been suckered into going to the movies for Valentine's Day. So,
yeah, we're gonna see 50 Shades of Water.
Oh boy, that
no 50 Shades of anything.
Yeah, I don't blame you there.
Tell the audience how many times you've seen the most recent Star Wars movie, Melissa. Go ahead and embarrass us.
Six.
But Jay, there's a lot to be gathered in Star Wars.
She told me the other night there were like two entire sentences she didn't fully understand yet.
Oh no, but I Googled those and I know what one of them was.
There you go.
Your microphone makes you sound like 100 times better than in person. But
wow.
Yeah, anyway.
Thanks.
But it's a Disney movie now, so there's so many Easter eggs in all of this.
So Princess Leia is a Disney princess.
Is a Disney princess.
Yes.
Well, and I think she deserves to be. So we were talking about Star Wars before this. I think every time I'm in the radio station with Melissa, we talk about Star Wars in some way. We're looking at two new movies that they're currently working on. We already know that it's there's going to be a Solo movie, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of big names in it. Characters we've seen in series that were completely different.
And characters we have not seen yet.
Yes, yes. But let's be honest, we really wanted to know how they would adapt an actor to be like Harrison Ford. Because I'm somewhat a casual Star Wars fan, but I really like Harrison Ford, and I wanted whoever this Solo, young Solo actor to be, was really just be my Harrison Ford for this movie, right?
But will he be?
I don't know. I've seen the trailer. If you've not seen the trailer, I urge you to go out and YouTube it. It's out there. It's official. It's not a fan made one. Like I've stumbled across several of them. I got so excited because I stumbled across this one and the Obi-Wan trailer, and then I come across a Darth Vader trailer.
No.
Yeah, and then at the very bottom of the description it said this is a fan made trailer, but it was so good. It was excellent.
Some of the fan-made trailers are better, and I'm like, these people need to give a class.
Yes.
Literally, because some of the fan-made trailers are better than their real ones.
It really is, and I think it's partially because these people are so passionate, and they have so much time on their hands. Anyone who's actually making trailers don't have that much time. But these guys are also limited to only the footage that's out there on the internet. So the fact that you can spin that so well that I believe it's a real trailer is amazing, right?
Right.
But we were talking a little bit before the show, and we'll kind of rehash that. I was watching a TV show the other day with an interview of Samuel L. Jackson, and they talked about the Star Wars segment with him in it, or a segment, the movie with him in it. And if you've ever seen that movie, he holds a purple lightsaber.
Yes.
Which is kind of significant because it's like blue or green for all the Jedi, and that's pretty much it.
Well, I think Ahsoka's lightsaber is yellow. If you've seen Clone Wars, I think hers is yellow.
It's yellow. See, that's another one I didn't know or didn't pay attention to. But the story behind Samuel L.'s is they were getting ready to film the big fight scene.
Oh, or red.
Yeah, well, red for the Sith, right? Right. And that's a whole other rabbit hole you can go down with the Sith. Right, but they're getting ready to fight or to film the big fight scene down there, and Samuel L.'s thinking, "There's no way I'm going to find myself in the bottom of this pit when they do the overhead shot. I want a way to know where I am." And so he asked George Lucas, because this was back when George Lucas had a huge role in these movies, and he says, "I'm the second most powerful Jedi. Let me have this purple lightsaber." And of all colors, he picks purple. And George Lucas somehow, some way, says yes. Now, Melissa, you were telling me about someone you ran into.
Right.
That was here in Coleman?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So the first night that The Last Jedi was available in Coleman, I was alone. Chase, not a Star Wars guy. And I think that, now I'm literally going to embarrass myself. I hope the ones and ones of people who are listening don't walk up to me and say, "Wow, you're a freak." But I think I sat like in line for like 4 hours.
No way.
Way. And, well, see, I am not from Coleman.
Okay.
So, you know.
Neither am I.
Where I lived, you know, we would go and we would sit and, you know, you would run into people and say hi and start talking about the fandom and whatnot. Well, that didn't happen in Coleman, but all of the high school guys that sat around me, one of them actually was talking about the story about Samuel L. Jackson and his purple lightsaber. And it was odd that you brought that up because, you know, I guess that's something that sticks out for guys. And he got a toy when he was younger.
Josh is one of those high school kids sitting around watching the movie.
Oh, yes, 100%. It's like,
were you behind me? Like,
probably. Like, anyone I could talk to about Star Wars, that's who I was talking to.
And he was, he said that he got a toy where the lightsaber that he got with his toy, I believe, was blue.
Blue.
Was not purple.
Which, and like I said, we talked about this before, something I wanted to hold off until the show, because we can sit back there and talk the show a time and a half if we're not careful. We're talking about how much money that was probably worth, because that was a slip up, a miscommunication between the toy company and the movie. But it's worth so much money. Who buys that kind of thing, right? It's only a certain subset.
Well, you know, there are a lot of tech billionaires out there.
Exactly.
A lot of them.
And they would probably do it. The question that I was holding off on for the show was, would you sell it? If you were that kid that had this probably several thousand dollars in value toy of Samuel L. Jackson with a blue lightsaber, would you hold on to it as proceedingly an adult now? Would you sell it? Would you hold on to it?
Well, that's funny because right now, I would say no, I would not sell that. But I was a young single mom once upon a time, and if I'd had one of those, you'd better believe I would have sold it. So I think circumstances dictate a lot. But, you know, me right now, if I got my hands on one of those, I would not sell it.
Oh, really? See,
but then it would go in my will to my grandkid.
Right.
And I don't know what he would do with it, but I would not sell it.
I don't know either. I don't know what I would do with it. I don't know what any of my my offspring would do with it either. I would sell it in a heartbeat. And I know there's people out there listening, with some of those ones and ones that are listening,
yeah.
that go, how could you turn loose of something? But it's yeah. doing me no good.
Jerry, do you want to tell me about my project that I recently...
I've lost track of your project.
All right, I'll just tell him. Okay, so... GE told me that, okay, I wanted to put shelves under my TV in my bedroom. And Chase said, definitely not. I don't want shelves under the TV in the bedroom. And
right.
I was like, well, give me a good reason, you know, why? And he was like, no, I just don't want them there. So I went out and bought them.
Okay.
And put them together.
Logical next step.
Yeah. And put them under the TV in the bedroom. And he walked in. And once it was finished, he walked in and goes, I want my bedroom to look like that. And I was like, no, you'll just have to put it together. But literally, okay, so I've got three different sets of shelves. I've got.
Yeah, I have a distinctively different memory of this, a.k.a. I can't put these together. Will you assemble these for me?
Oh, well.
And when I got to like step.
That happened.
When I got to like step two, you're like, move, I'm going to finish.
Oh, happened. Right.
That happened. All right, so I have, and we just went to the mall Sunday, and I walked up to a comic book vendor and bought two of the, I bought Anakin Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi from Attack of the Clones.
Really?
And so I've got those, I've got my... Star Wars Barbies, I've got my Star Wars figures, I've got my Disney books
from
when
I was
a kid. Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes. And I've got,
So, okay, man, ironically, I didn't know that either.
I've got, Sabine Wren from, Rebels. I've got Chin, and I've got, what's his name from Rogue One? I've got, I think it's Leia. I think I've got Leia and Sabine.
And so all of these fill those shelves.
Yeah. But I've got more, so I'm gonna have to.
Wow, have to have Jay
off.
Build another shelf for for this TV.
Yes.
We're gonna take a break.
It's actually ironic when we built the radio station out. I'm like, you know what? You're going to have to assemble the studio. And she did.
She did a good job.
We fought like tooth and nail over where like the
everything
directionality was going to be facing. But yeah, she did a great job assembling the furniture and all.
There you go.
Yep.
So we're gonna take a break and then we'll come back and talk about more movies, or maybe we won't.
But I guess
sure.
what the point I was trying to get to, I would keep that.
I'm kidding.
I would keep it.
You would keep it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's where we differ.
And put it in right in the middle.
Right. We'll be back.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. We hope you like what you hear. In fact, we're betting on it. Because you're still listening, aren't you? Stay in touch. Friend us on Facebook. Search for Live 95 Coleman or Google Live 95 Coleman for our website. Tell us what you think or make a request. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kullman.com today, or visit our website, live95kullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kullman's independent radio. Live 95, Kullman's independent radio, is proud to present yet another local community program for Kullman. Join us immediately following Sports Talk Live on Thursdays for a brand new show that will help our listeners focus on lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Join host Sandy Seibert each and every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. for Path Changers, Habits of Health, immediately following Sports Talk Live, right here on the station that is all about Kullman, by Kullman, for Kullman. Live 95.5 FM, Kullman's independent radio.
Long. I know this one's a solid 5 minutes.
Yeah, it is.
Melissa,
and those places that you had no idea.
Right, because no one runs it this long. Not even the movie runs it this long.
No.
But it doesn't go where no man has gone before.
Oh, gosh. It's like he set that one up purposefully.
Excuse me.
I didn't start that. She started it.
Excuse me. We say person now.
Oh, gosh. It's 2018, isn't it? That's a topic for a totally different style show.
Different topic.
Oh, welcome back. I didn't see you there. It's just Josh with Just Joshing Around.
But yes. It's not just Josh because Melissa's there,
too. It's not just Josh.
Just Josh and Melissa.
And friends.
And friends.
Right. There you go.
You'll be my friend, Jay, right?
Josh and friends.
I like it.
He's avoiding the answer on purpose. Speaking of Jay, he has come in here and twisted my arm to stop talking about Star Wars. So
have I?
You have.
I was trying to be nice.
Oh.
I did not even play like the Star Trek music or anything like I thought I would do.
That would be
maybe
okay.
Next week.
I almost came back with a Knight Rider theme, but I went ahead and decided to stick with
that
your,
would be
your
cool.
plan.
Can we talk about that?
Sure.
Why?
So last week on Lethal Weapon, they were featuring a car that drove itself, and the older detective goes, "Are we having a Knight Rider moment here?" And the young guy goes, "What's Knight Rider?"
Yes, and those moments are the toughest because I wasn't part of that era naturally, right. But I've watched a lot of those, and I really love some of those old shows. And so you'll get kind of a
but again,
a tip
in,
of
the,
hat.
The great tradition of Melissa, of course, she has to pause the DVR and come get me out of my home theater, which has the most awesome.
Can
TV
we
at
all. Talk about how I do it? We literally message each other in the house.
Yes.
I think everybody does.
Yeah.
That.
I don't think you can be a smartphone capable.
But
and
it's because
not do that.
I would never hear you over my surround sound. So.
Or if you were in the basement. But,
Yes, because, I mean, everybody's got that phone in their pocket or in their back pocket. And so, you know, the other side of the house.
You know what I've always wondered? You know, I even saw this waitress doing this the other night. She has her phone in her back pocket. How does she not, like, forget that's there and sit down on it?
I think most people do.
Well, that's why there are so many iPhones sold.
Yes, I really think so. And that was a problem with not to jump down the tech rabbit hole here, but I think that was the biggest problem with the iPhone 6S Plus?
What if you had a Samsung that explodes?
In your back pocket? I'm sure it happened to one or two, if not exploded, overheated.
Can you Google, like, ER reports? Yeah. I know they make TV shows about
that. You probably could. Maybe I'll have the stats for that next week. But you talk about Knight Rider, and you're talking about a car that drives itself.
Yes.
And I can't not segue straight into Tesla. Okay, so
the Falcon Heavy, and if you've heard that
ironic
video,
that they called it the Falcon, but not the Millennium.
Yeah. And if you heard that video and you listened to that guy, the way he says Falcon is
it's odd.
I had to listen to it like 20 times. I'm like, what is he
trying to
say?
I know it. And
Falcon Heavy.
Yes. And the two, because I didn't watch it right away. Someone else pointed me in that direction.
Yeah, I think the hype got me too. Like, I was like, what's going on?
Yes.
And then it was all over Facebook. I mean, so, it was like explosive. And I'm like, okay, I'll watch this.
Explosive, pun intended, because I think the main thruster.
I think parts of it did explode in the past, but not like
not
today.
This one?
Yeah.
I think this one did, because it was a three-stage rocket, and two of the smaller arms come down and land by themselves,
yeah.
And it was the coolest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, it was. Yes. I mean, it literally was.
But the main thruster, I think, blew to a million and smithereens.
Melissa and I still can't agree on, did they actually land back at the landing pad, or did they land on a barge out in the ocean?
No.
I thought it was on a barge.
No, this was they were testing that, and that I think they finally got one to work, but it was a huge failure.
There was one guy that chimed in, and he's like, we can no longer watch our live video because the vibrations are shaking the antenna so hard on the barge that, like, we are not getting a feed from there anymore. But
they could ace the landing on land, you know, wherever that is. I don't know where that's at.
But there's so many people watching, standing around watching.
Yes.
You would think that I don't know if it's fire or what it is would go out too far. You know what I mean?
Because the people are like a mile away from
it. Yeah, very far back.
Riddle me this, Batman. And I asked this, I think, on Facebook, and I didn't get any intelligent responses, meaning that none of my friends are intelligent. So, or I have no friends, one or the other.
It's one or the other.
I would like to know why they couldn't use parachutes. It seems like that would be a lot less expensive than let's use rocket fuel to just
put them
right back.
But then if they use parachutes, A, they wouldn't be able to really control where it landed, and B, I mean, with the rocket thrusters,
it
kept it from crashing.
Right, so you don't take any dents or hits at all
with
autonomous landing.
Okay. Yeah. So the parachute, I'm sure they could control the depth. Yeah, that's the other part of
there
it.
There you go.
Let's spend $10,000 and make it look good.
The parachutes were always landed in water.
Yeah.
But I also think, I mean, with, you know, remote control drones and whatever, they could control, like, the angle of the parachute and control where it's going. I'm sure they could.
Right, based on weather patterns. It's all a lot of unnecessary math.
But now, that's an unpredictable thing.
Exactly.
Weather patterns. Okay.
But
so got something there.
How cool was it to see it land?
Oh, they were amazing.
It was incredible.
It was absolutely
amazing. Would it have been that incredible if it had been a parachute?
Not as cool as the meme that I posted on Facebook today of the police officer writing the ticket to the guy orbiting the planet.
Yes. Yes. Well, and that's where I was going with this is we talk about Tesla has been working on their like driverless car for a while, and it's kind of hit or miss as well. But they've put one of these things into space, and
that's a great segue. By the way, we'll segue into that when you're done with your statement here.
Okay, what kind of money is it? First of all, because these roadsters, I think, start at $70,000.
Nice.
To just throw one into space and say, well, it's in a slingshot orbit.
That's why they sell them all in Washington State and California, right?
Well, true. And that's another one of those topics that they're like, you got to get into on another show. I think it's cool.
Is somebody in there writing topics for other shows?
I hope so. I might.
Because that's five we've almost touched on just today.
Yes. Gosh, I've lost track of all of them, to be honest. But the car that they've thrown out there.
I'll start putting them on the board.
Good. They've thrown it in space. It's going to be in Mars. I don't know if it'll crash land in Mars.
Yes.
So how does that work? Is it strapped to a rocket?
No.
Will it land on Mars when it gets that far?
Well, we were wondering this too, and I was like, oh, it's going to Mars. That's exciting. And Chad was like, no, it's going to stay in orbit. And I was like, it's going to stay in orbit. And he was, I thought it was going to Mars.
Yes.
And he said, no, it's not going to Mars. So is it going to Mars?
I will do a quick Google search.
And if it is not going to Mars and it's just going to stay out there as space junk, that is not cool.
It's the greatest form of littering, is it not?
It is.
$70,000 of littering.
$70,000 of space junk. Like, we need any more of that.
We don't.
No wonder the aliens don't come.
That's another thing. Because if you've ever seen a picture outside of the orbit ring and all of the satellites, we look like the trashiest neighbors in the Milky Way, right?
Oh. That was me.
Pop goes the weasel.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know what that was.
By the way, if you're listening and you want to chime in, by all means, 256-737-9505. Look at your little LED display, LCD display in your car radio, 955-9505, 737-9505. Easy to remember. What was I going to mention? Oh, yeah. Okay. So we're now in, say, 2170. I'm giving a little faith to the not-so-knowledgeable people.
Okay, okay.
We finally have self-driving cars. The government finally gave in. And one self-driving car takes out another self-driving car. Who's at fault?
Oh, gosh. I don't
Deep
know.
Deep question.
What do you think?
Yeah, Melissa, what do you think?
I think that the first driverless car crashed, so that should tell you something.
So you're going to find the first car? The first car is going to jail?
Yes.
Or reprogrammed, and then you...
Ooh.
If you say reprogrammed, you get back into Star Wars. Maybe and the clones
you,
and
yeah.
the...
Turn
I'd say
off
that back.
And back on again.
Not the first non-test driverless car crashed. Because all of the tests are perfect, so they say.
They would not be lying to us. Come on.
They would not be lying.
Oh. It looks like it won't be making it to Mars, and it's going to burn...
Around the sun.
No, on its way back into entry.
Mm. So where is the Tesla going to crash land?
That's not cool.
Right on top of the Tesla headquarters.
Now, literally, when I thought it was going to Mars, I thought that was, like, the coolest thing ever, but it's not cool.
Well, I was trying to skim this article, and I'll read more of it, and maybe I'll update next week, but... yeah, that was my first idea was, okay, in so however many years it takes to start the slingshot orbit, and then maybe it's going to orbit Mars for however long until Elon himself winds up there, and then they pull it down, and it's an electric car, right? You don't have fuel that's got to sit in it. You don't have anything.
Right.
So they carry a battery with them, and they slap that thing on the surface, and Elon is the first person to drive a battery-powered car on Mars.
I mean, it should be perfectly preserved because it's in the vacuum of space. It's all good.
So, great idea. Whether or not it was actually capable or if it was just a sci-fi story made up in Josh's head, I don't know. But it's these kind of things that if you ever catch me staring off into space somewhere in the middle of the day, this is what I'm thinking about.
You're literally thinking about space.
I'm thinking about space.
While staring into space.
So, to round up what I'd found this week on the internet, because the Tesla thing was no doubt huge.
Yes.
Trending, there's a trending list on YouTube if you're not familiar. Highly recommend YouTube. YouTube is a wonderful tool.
Right.
And then sometimes it houses.
Worst thing ever created. I mean, come on. Who would want to broadcast?
Probably for
myself.
Yeah,
I mean,
for my productivity. Like, who's egocentric enough to think that people would want to listen to them all the time?
How many people have become like
hand.
Millionaires by like broadcasting on YouTube?
I'm going to say whenever I want to crochet something, I go to YouTube.
You go straight to YouTube. I'll tell you what, I've used this in the interview process a lot. People ask, well, how do you figure something out? And I said, well, I YouTube it. And right. I always use the example. I've never put together copper pipe and before in my entire life. And I think I was probably 21 or 22 years old. I YouTubed it and my father and I installed a hot water heater by ourselves.
Wow.
By YouTubing how to.
Oh my goodness. We have
a
phone ringing.
Who knows who that is? Where I was going with that was on the 15th, 15th on the list of trending for YouTube was this Furby organ that I found. And it is the creepiest and the most fascinating thing I've ever seen. Let's see. I think Jay's about to start typing. Zach and Coleman. All right, Zach. What do you got for me, guy?
First of all, you said that was a sci-fi thing you probably dreamt up in your head.
Yes.
Is it really sci-fi anymore, though? Because it's really happening.
I don't know. Have you read any of the story, any of the details on?
Have you read Josh's mind?
Yeah, right. No, have you read the details on this car? Because I'll admit that I'm behind on this. Is it going to Mars, or is it going to burn up in our own atmosphere? Like, what's going on?
Well, I haven't read anything into it, but I thought that it was being sent to Mars to orbit Mars. That was my understanding.
So maybe I'm not wrong. Maybe it's not made up, and I've just ripped this off of Elon's grand plan. So, Zach, what do you think? You think he's going to – they've done the math, and it's going to orbit Mars until he pulls it down, or is it just going to crash out there?
Well, I mean, how do satellites orbit?
Well, yeah, they put them in a trajectory based on, you know, whatever whiz kids working for NASA at the time knows the perfect angle to not send them in a spiraling orbit kind of thing. So yeah. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's just going to hang out until Elon can get up there with his flamethrower. Yeah.
My mind is being blown.
This is the weirdest thing. But it's fascinating to me because the electric car, because of the way that, you know, space is now opening up. This may be the first roadster, first intergalactic roadster, right? So now you're stepping into, like, Millennium Falcon.
Right.
The Roadster, wasn't it the car they just released, like, last year or talked about?
I'm not familiar. Because of the price point we discussed earlier in the show, Teslas are not something I keep in my garage.
Oh, yeah. I'm 99% sure the Roadster was the $200-something thousand car that...
Oh, really?
The 600-mile to a battery.
Yes, you are right, because they've actually started putting battery packs out across the Midwest.
I don't think 600 miles will get you to Mars, though.
No.
I've never even seen one in real life.
Really? The Roadsters?
Well, they're not released yet. Tesla. They're not being released till
a Tesla.
Oh, I've seen Teslas in real life, and they've got some smaller options. Zach, if you can help me out, what the name of the entry model for the Teslas? Do you remember those?
Oh gosh, no, I don't.
But they look like a Lexus, right?
And they're
neat. See, I Google Tesla Roadster and it automatically comes up with all of the space stories. The one time I don't need this space story, yeah, they're huge. Huge cars. I'm just telling you what Google's brought up because I don't know these things. The weight of them are 2,700 pounds.
Their range
is 245 miles. Battery only. So maybe these are hybrids instead.
You're making the Falcon Heavy seem a lot less impressive if the car is only 2,000 pounds.
maybe that's why they named it Heavy, is because it had to carry all of that. But you're talking about a car that weighs 2,000 pounds that doesn't have an engine. That's pretty wild.
Wow. Yeah,
the biggest weight is the battery itself.
Yes, I think you're right. Because Zach, they have to chain those together, don't they?
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Zach. Looks like we're going to take another break, and then maybe we can make our way back to movies or something when we come back. But thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back.
Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP Coleman. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kullman.com today, or visit our website, live95kullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kullman's independent radio. We play stuff you didn't know you liked, because no one else will play it for you. You're listening to Live 95, Kullman's independent radio.
Yeah, I'm the rookie back here. I don't know what that's game okay. I'm supposed to play.
I think that's called a mashup. It's popular.
Oh. Yeah. Maybe I could play them both at the same time and maybe synchronize them.
But I do love the, as much as I love that, I hate the fact that we have to cut it off, you know, 30 seconds in. So,
We don't have to. I mean, we can play the whole five things.
Well, I don't want
5 minutes.
At the end of this show,
everybody.
We can go out with the entire Star Wars.
All right, we'll do that.
But I like the idea.
And then Disney can come sue my butt.
Yeah, pretty much. We just won't tell them. That's secret stays with us. Back to movies, like I promised. Another
50 Shades of Water tomorrow.
No, not. Jay really wants to see that movie. I mean, really wants to see it.
Yeah.
No, you start following down this rabbit hole.
That's potable water.
With
that's reusable water.
Oh gosh, I don't even want to know. I don't get a lot of those. But the movie trailer that I saw next was they're redoing. Or I didn't see the trailer for this one. This was only a blurb. They're gonna do a prequel movie for Willy Wonka.
Yes.
Okay. So this is oddly intriguing for me. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory has always creeped me out. The remake creeped me out.
Yes.
But this movie, which is going to be directed by Paul King, who is responsible for the Paddington movies, which undoubtedly have done really well. I didn't go see them, but. It's going to follow Willy Wonka pre-Golden Ticket era.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I think that's going to be a really neat idea. But maybe that's just me. Maybe my generation is just obsessed with origin stories.
Ew.
Right? Because everything we have is all origin stories. I've been on the earth long enough to see I don't know how many renditions of Spider-Man, and it's because we're still clinging to origin stories, right? But it poses a good question: which one will it tie into? Will it tie into the Johnny Depp? Will it tie into the Gene Wilder? I'm hoping for the Gene Wilder.
See, my theory is about every 10 years we have to reboot everything because the next generation has not seen the old generation.
Yes.
And I'm kind of in there. I'm forcing myself to watch all of the original Star Trek episodes because I've been a Trekkie, but only from Next Gen on.
Right.
Not to morph into that. We'll do that for another show.
But another show.
The reason that I've never ever really watched the original series is because it's just hokey. It's hard for me to watch it.
Yeah, there's something lost across time, and I think even...
I'm sure it was awesome for 1966,
yes.
But, I mean, well, God, I can't hardly watch it.
Star Wars falls into the same thing, and I'm sure Willy Wonka does, too. There were certain scenes that they could do with the Johnny Depp version but, that they couldn't do with Gene Wilder.
Right. Now, like, Teen Knight Rider and some of those, though, horrible compared to the original.
Just, right. Just
can't even...
So, that brings up a very controversial topic, is Hollywood does this... because of guaranteed funds, right? So why invent something like Star Wars, as new and as innovative as Star Wars or Star Trek.
I don't know. Why don't you ask Seth MacFarlane?
He's another example. Is he really creating anything new?
He's a walking genius, but of course he's having to like pay more people and lawyers than actors to make sure he doesn't make Paramount bad.
That's the question I'm asking. Did he come up with anything new, or did he just rip off everyone else?
Well, let's put it this way. The AI sounds almost exactly like Data. I mean, you listen to
him. He sounds exactly like Spock in Deep Space Nine. No, Data is Odo.
No.
Voyager, no, I don't know, no. Tuvok maybe? No.
But the fact that you can sit there and go, okay, this shows this is this, is the fact that, you know, have we really branched out all that much? So
yes, we have. The name of the show is Jericho, and it was awesome, and I'm angry for them canceling it after two seasons.
You know, it's funny because every time something new and innovative comes out,
it gets canceled.
It gets canceled only
because Melissa likes it.
Yes.
We're part of that curse, too.
Yes. If I get into something, you know it's going to be canceled.
Firefly.
Yeah.
As I say, with a soft heart. There's been several other ones. And then somehow, some way, these other shows that go on for ever seemingly, are not appealing to me whatsoever. I mean, Simpsons have been going on forever.
Right.
Please cancel Criminal Minds. Cancel it.
Well, I would say that, but several of my family members actually like Criminal Minds and they would be very upset with me.
I mean, the show cannot be killed. They first scared off the guy who's playing on Homeland now. I can't think. Gideon. And then they ran off Thomas Gibson, who played Hotchner. Of course, Hotchner was abusive and whatever else. I don't know.
Had to get rid of him somehow. So let's make him this.
Right.
Well, yeah. And plus, once you've acted for 10 years, I can't afford to pay you anymore.
Oh, gosh.
So kick you off the show and hire someone for a tenth of what they're paying you.
Yeah. But how about the fact that my favorite role of his was Greg? And Dharma and Greg.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So I grew up watching lots of that show, and then all of a sudden...
he's some uptight FBI agent.
My wife is watching this show. It's like, hey, sit down and watch this. I'm like, oh, it's Greg. And she's like, who? And then we have one of those Knight Rider moments we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, who? And I'm like, YouTube right now. Yeah.
I see Nana Visitor show up on Knight Rider, which is like 10 years before Deep Space Nine. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Right. Did you know? Yeah, anyway, that kind of thing. It's like, you don't even know what you're destined for yet.
So you were mentioning origin stories are cool. That one was so huge. Like, last year there was an origin story that came out, and it was like, rocked everything, and I cannot remember what it was.
Oh, no.
What was? Which one?
I don't know. There was so many origin stories, because like, all of the Marvel Universe has started their
origins. I know
origins.
What I'm thinking.
Okay.
Doctor Strange.
Oh, gosh. I just have watched that movie maybe 3 weeks ago. I was motion sick, and I had to stop watching it long enough to get my sea legs settled. But wonderful movie,
yes.
And written very well.
And a true origin story.
Yes.
I mean, they started from the beginning. Mm-hmm. They didn't go in from the middle and expect you to know.
To know everything from the comic books.
Yes.
Which is something that I struggle with, because I read some of the comic books of, you know, I hate to say main characters, but the ones of, you know, Captain America, Superman, Batman. I know I'm crossing types there. Yeah. Forgive me for DC
no,
Marvel.
That's fine.
But I read the big names. I didn't read any Doctor Strange comics.
Right.
I probably will now.
Right.
But for them to step all the way back and then bring it forward was really cool.
Yes.
So, and matter of fact, them doing that and then seeing the trailer for Infinity War revived my desire to see these movies again.
Yes.
Because I fell off at Civil War, because I don't get behind superheroes fighting superheroes.
Right.
Right. There's a moral compass that every superhero should have, because they were given these superpowers, aside from Iron Man and Batman, who paid their way to fame. They were given these superpowers for a reason. Like, they shouldn't ever fight with each other.
But I mean, the way Civil War was written
mm-hmm.
was really well written that you could believe.
You could understand both sides. Yeah. Yeah. Because that's another very interesting point, and it almost made me go see it. I haven't seen it yet, but I'll catch up now.
You haven't seen Civil War?
No, because I was just against it altogether.
Oh, it was amazing.
But now that you mention it, I kind of understand where the writers must come from, because it's a very difficult job to show an argument, right? Because that's what this is. Right. It's an argument. But to make both sides so relatable that the viewer would enjoy or really have a hard time deciding which group. So maybe that is kind of a hat tip to the writers, and I owe them that much to see it.
Well, I mean, I was Team Cap from the get-go.
Right.
So I knew I was going to go in rooting for Captain America. But, I mean, it was a big deal. But the thing about it was, I wasn't a big comic book reader, mm-hmm. but I think that Civil War was based on a comic book story.
It was a series.
Yes.
And I bought when I first got into comic books, I bought like a grab bag. It was actually a box from eBay for $20. Uh-huh. And it had two of those in it. And I loved the comic. But then once the movie came out, and I was a Captain America fan as well, because I think he went underground with it all, if I'm thinking correctly.
I think
was he in favor of the registration, or was that Tony Stark? Okay.
Stark.
So I was a Cap fan, but my favorite Marvel movies had always been to that point, Tony Stark, Iron Man.
Iron Man.
For everything.
Yeah.
So I was actually conflicted. But, I read two. Now looking back, those two comic books were nowhere near each other in sequential order.
Oh, I can't do that.
So I don't know how much has changed, but that is my goal, is to catch up.
Yeah.
Civil War. Yeah. I've missed, I think, two or three Thor movies.
Now, see, I didn't see Thor Ragnarok because it was so close to The Last Jedi. And I knew I was going to spend all of my money seeing The Last Jedi.
Six times.
Yes. Six. The first one, I only saw four. The Force Awakens.
Yes, Force Awakens. I saw it four times. Wonderful movie. I really liked how they did Force Awakens. And because that was J.J. Abrams, right? Mm-hmm. From what I understand, is they're giving him the reins back again after all these Star Wars story movies are aside, right?
J.J. Abrams did 7 and he's doing 9. They actually got rid of the director who was doing 9.
Oh, they were in process.
Yeah. And I love this. Episode 9 mm-hmm. is stylized online as EPIX, and I just love that.
Yes.
I love that. It's epic.
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 And I like that. It's really helped, me keep up with them, despite the fact that they're, 1, 2, 3, but 1, 2, 3 weren't the first.
Can we really argue about which is 1, 2, and 3?
Right, right.
Yeah, because we can probably argue that.
But I am very happy to see the, which, once again, it's my generation that loves origin stories. I'm very happy to see the Solo and the Obi-Wan kind of to come full circle from where we started the show.
So I had heard that Obi-Wan was going to be made.
Yes.
And I'm a huge Tumblr fan, mm-hmm. and Tumblr is all rooting for Ewan McGregor to do Obi-Wan, mm-hmm. and if somebody other than Ewan McGregor is going to do Obi-Wan, Tumblr is just completely against it.
Really?
And I am with Tumblr on that.
Now, like I said, I'm not 100% sure if what I saw on YouTube today was an official trailer or not.
You're going to have to show it to me.
But it had him in it, for certain. The title even had his name in it, but it could have been created by one of these people that you said on Tumblr. That that makes me think of a very interesting story when you're talking about movies that can or can't be made or were almost made
or
with a certain director.
Shouldn't be made.
Yes, and in this case, that is true. There was a Superman movie that was going to be made before this last one. That had Nicolas Cage in it as Superman, and it was going to be directed by Tim Burton,
Yes.
And the writer was actually going to be Kevin Smith, which I really like Kevin Smith. He's done a lot of he had a show on, I think it was AMC, Comic Book Men, and he kind of moderated a group of those guys. Very talented guy, but him and Tim Burton kept bumping heads, and Tim Burton wanted to do a, like a – this was Wild Wild West era with Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
And he had this thing for spiders, but – The images of Nicolas Cage in a Superman suit doing test filming are out there, and is the most cringeworthy thing you've ever laid eyes on.
So there was another one that was going to be made, and I can't think of the guy's first name. His last name is Roth. He is he was on Green Arrow, and he is on DC Legends of Tomorrow.
As I don't know those. Adam. Oh.
And he is really nice looking, but I don't think he would have been a big screen Superman.
What is
his eyes were brown.
That unfortunately, that doesn't help me at all.
Yeah,
right.
You can't be Superman with brown eyes.
True.
I'm sorry, you just can't.
True, and I can never think of his last name, Henry something. The guy that they chose,
Cavill.
Excellent pick. Couldn't have picked anybody better for this.
Except he's British.
Well, that's okay, because he did an accent very well, which is very important.
He does do the American accent very well.
To come back to Doctor Strange, he did an excellent American.
I think Henry Cavill's is better.
Well, true.
Yeah. You know, Henry Cavill doesn't slip. I mean, Sullivan Stapleton, the guy who is in, what's the name of the show, Jay?
I don't know.
Jay's not being helpful.
He is Australian. And in the first episode of the first season, he said a vowel wrong.
Oh,
and I was like,
and ruined
he's
it.
He's Australian. And I went right and Googled it, and he was Australian.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I don't have an ear for that at all.
Most of the time, they will slip up and say a vowel wrong.
Josh, let me tell you what that's called. That's called being over-engaged.
Yes, I do get over-engaged.
Yeah.
But, Blind Spot. And if you're not watching Blind Spot, you need to be watching Blind Spot. So, most of them will say an R wrong at the end of a word or say a vowel wrong, and you know... You just
right away. Know.
Henry Cavill does not slip.
Okay. That, that I know what that's like now. I didn't realize through this, I didn't realize that they had a false accent or whatever, but I was watching Bones. It was a Fox series. I'm not even sure if it's still on.
No.
I stopped watching Bones because I was watching an episode, and they've got a woman that's their tech person and does the whole – everything's on the screen, and she's got the hologram touchpad thing. And instead of parameters, she said parameters. And I hit pause on the TV, and I walked away. And that was all I could handle. That was it.
Yeah.
But I know exactly what you're talking about now. Yeah. I didn't think about maybe it was her accent that she was trying, but
she
said
probably trying to do an American accent.
She said parameters, and it hurt my soul. Okay. Even talking about it now.
Y'all have just a minute or two left, so go ahead and take a moment, if you will, and tell the listeners who are still with us, hopefully the ones and ones of listeners, kind of what you have in mind for the show, what we're going to be talking about moving forward, and just kind of clue everybody into your thought processes.
Well, my thought process for this is we put it under a pop culture umbrella, and it's very vague for a reason. We want it to be very fluid, and pretty much what has happened here tonight is we let the conversation go where it may. Tonight was mostly movies and TV shows, but it may not stick with that. We may switch back to some of those political things Jay kept jabbing at us with.
And we might go to books.
Yes, books. Oh, gosh, I could talk a whole nother hour with
Ready
books.
Ready Player One is coming out. And, I fell hard for Mockingjay.
Yes.
And you still do it every freaking day of my life.
So, it's kind of fluid. I'll go ahead and say that. We're not gonna hard cap what the show's going to be. But I would venture to say that we'll just aim for next week, Tuesday at 7 o'clock on 95.5 Live, for us to start talking about books and see where we go on that. Matter of fact, as you hear the pen clicking in the background.
So do I have homework to read Ready Player One?
If you can get your hands on it today or tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm not a very strong reader. I'm not a very fast reader.
I'm a very slow reader.
I finished it in days.
Oh,
it
wow.
was that good.
Wow.
I've never repped a book so hard, but this book was the greatest.
Okay.
All right. So thanks, everybody. And we're going to play some Star Wars music. May not be Star Wars next week, but...
Maybe something else.
Thank you for your time. Melissa, thank you for joining me. Jay as well. And for running the booth back there. It's been great. And
Community programming at its best.
That's right.
Worst.
Yeah. I'm gonna stick with that. This has been Just Josh with Just Joshing Around, and thanks for spending time with me.
We'll see you next week.